for faithful wife. Hallelujah. Who's smarter than me and better looking. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You think I'm joking? Praise the Lord. I'm not. Hallelujah. Barbara's so much smarter than me in so many ways. Hallelujah. Everybody knows it. It may, don't, no sense standing up here denying it. Just, well, what in the world do you think I'm talking about? Hallelujah. I've asked you to open in your Bible to Matthew chapter 4. We're talking about how to connect with the power of God. Hallelujah. How to connect with the power of God. Praise be to God. How to connect with the power of God. We're talking about the laws of contact and transmission primarily as they relate to divine healing. But, you know, if you can connect to God with your faith, you can get your needs met. Amen? Amen? Your faith is a conduit. Your faith is a conduit through which God intends for you to reach out to touch Him with that conduit, and the electricity of His power will flow back into your body, into your life, into your family, into your finances. Amen? Amen. Faith is a conduit. It's a conductor of God's power. Just like copper is a conductor of electricity in the natural. Amen? Copper is a good conductor of electricity, isn't it? Isn't that why they use it in lightning rods? To attract electricity away from other objects that conduct electricity. Different types of steel and metal. There's many conductors of electricity. Some things conduct electricity. Some things don't conduct electricity. Wood doesn't conduct electricity. Amen? Clay, glass, these things don't conduct electricity. Amen? Those things isolate electricity, Brother Maurice says. I told you he's a prophet. You need to listen to me when I talk to you about Brother Maurice. Amen? Hallelujah. Water conducts electricity. What else is an isolator of electricity? Stone. Aluminum doesn't conduct electricity. Well, in the same way, just like there's conductors of electricity in the natural, there are conductors of, you know, God's, electricity is God's power in the natural. It's just it's a lower manifestation of God's power, electricity. And just like electricity has things that conduct it or isolate it, repel it in the natural, there are things in the supernatural realm that are conductors of God's power, of His healing virtue, His dunamis power. Amen? Like faith. Amen? Rebellion is not a conductor of God's power. Amen? Unbelief is not a conductor of God's power. Is it? Sin? None of those things attract God's power. Those are isolators, as Brother Maurice just told us. Good word. Amen? Not only do those things isolate you from God's power, they isolate you from God Himself. But faith, on the other hand, if you'll reach out and touch God with your faith, as we're going to see in the Bible here today, as we've been seeing for the past few weeks concerning how to connect with the power of God for divine healing, you touch God with your faith, your faith is a conductor of His power. His power will flow back to you. If you will reach out and touch Him by faith, His power will flow back through your faith. You got to put the faith line out there. You got to give God something to send that power back through and to you through. You know what I'm trying to say here, don't you? Amen. You got to complete the circuit. Amen. Hallelujah. Start out by getting grounded in God's Word. And then when your faith level rises, you reach out and you touch Him. Being grounded in the Word, you complete the circuit. His power will flow right back to you. Now, there's many ways to receive supernatural divine healing. Or there's many ways to receive God's power in your life, whatever it is you might need. There's many ways. We're talking about divine healing, but these principles that we're talking about will work in any area of our lives. We're talking about divine healing, amen? There's many ways to receive healing. We've been talking about the point of contact. We've been talking about the laws of contact and transmission, you know, as in I put my hands on you, you believe I'm anointed of God. You believe when I put my hands on you, you come in touch, you come in contact with the power of God, it flows through me and into you. That's what we've been talking about. But there's many ways to receive divine healing. That's not the only way to release your faith. There's many ways to receive divine healing. There's about 8 or 10 different ways that you can receive divine healing. And if you're ready to take some notes fast and furious before I go into this message, I want to give you 8 of those ways that you can receive divine healing. Just so you can see how determined God is that you will be healed if you want to be. Amen? Number one, you can demand sickness to leave. I'll give you just a verse of scripture with every one of these. Give you a moment to write them down. And we're not going to teach on them. I'm just going to give them to you. You can demand sickness to leave. That's John 14:13. You know what that says. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, Father will give it to you. That word ask is demand. You can say, sickness, go. Did you get that? You can, number two, you can ask the Father to heal you in Jesus' name. You can ask the Father for healing in Jesus' name. So you can demand sickness to go. You can ask the Father to heal you. You do both if you would like. John 16:23. Didn't Jesus say, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. As long as it's scriptural. Certainly we know divine healing is scriptural. Amen. Number three, you can pray the prayer of agreement. You can pray the prayer of agreement. Just find another believer. You don't have to go find a prophet or a pastor, an apostle, an evangelist. Find another agreeer. Find somebody who believes in divine healing and have them agree with you. Matthew 18:19 says, wherever two or more of you agree as touching anything on earth, as long as it's biblical, it'll be done for you by the Father who's in heaven. Amen? You getting these down? Hallelujah. You can anoint with oil. James 5:14. Isn't this wonderful? All these ways God has provided supernatural divine healing for our bodies. He doesn't want us to be sick for any reason at any time. It's never His will. Amen? James 5:14 says, is any among you sick? I'm just kind of paraphrasing it for you. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. James 5:14, anointing with oil. Number five is the laying on of hands. You can have another believer, or a pastor, or a minister. Doesn't have to be a minister. It can just be another believer. By the laying on of hands, according to Mark 16:15-20, Jesus said, these signs shall follow those who believe. Not just ministers. Those who believe in my name, they will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. But even as we were talking about before the service began this morning, before the official service, well, that was the official service though, because that was the Holy Spirit talking to us. You don't want to have just anybody lay hands on you because you don't know what they're going to impart to you. Amen? Transference of spirits. You can pick up bad things from people who aren't living right behind the scenes. Amen? You just make sure that you have peace about who you allow to put the hands on you. Amen? Amen? You can discern whether somebody's spirit is right or wrong. If you have any question about somebody laying hands on you and they want to do that, you just say, I'd rather not. Thank you, though. You have to do that. Amen? One of the most difficult things in life for most people is saying no. Amen? That's how you get in trouble. That's how you get in trouble. I'd rather offend somebody than offend God. I'd rather offend another human. Besides, it's not your fault, it's their fault. If they're going to be pushy, amen? People press me to make decisions, to get involved with them, to do something for them, or be somewhere at a certain time, and I want you to do this, and I need you to give me an answer now. And I say, well, if you need my answer now, then my answer is no. Amen? I practice saying no to people. I practice it. Amen? Oh, you're going to end up in trouble. We need to know how to say no. Politely, but without reservation. No, thank you. Amen? Hallelujah. You hear what I'm talking about, don't you? Boy, God's talking to us this morning about people laying hands on us. Don't let just anybody lay hands on you. Don't let them do it. Just don't let them do it. Say, no, thank you. I'm okay, thank you. I'd rather not. Amen? And if they push it, just take them by the arm and put them up against... No. Usually when you tell people no, they'll back off. Amen? They'll back right off. Normally, most people back off if you tell them no. But so many people are afraid to say no. They don't want to hurt anybody. Well, do you want to get hurt? Amen? Laying on of hands, but make sure you know something about the person who's laying hands on you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And then number six is the gifts of healings. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. We'll be teaching on that soon, the gifts of healings. Amen? Hallelujah. That's when, you know, just the power of God comes into manifestation and you're instantly or near instantly healed. No recovery process involved. You're just instantly or near instantly healed without the use of medicines, without the use of doctors, medications, nurses in some cases. It's without even you having to really use your own faith. It just happens that way sometimes. We don't always know why. Amen? We always tell people, don't wait for the healing anointing. Don't wait for the gifts of the Spirit. Build your faith for healing in the Word of God. And begin immediately to enter into the recovery process. Because what if the gifts of healings don't manifest? Amen? Don't wait. But at any time while you're building your faith for the recovery process, the gifts of healings could go into manifestation. They sometimes do. But usually the gifts of healings are reserved for the people of the world who are not saved. It's a sign and a wonder to bring them into the kingdom of God. It's the dinner bell to salvation. Amen? But it does operate in the body from time to time. Amen? That's number six. Number seven, you can just know it's yours. Just know healing's yours. Just know it's yours. Matthew 8, 16 and 17 says, when the evening time was come, they brought unto him many who were sick and those who were possessed of demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed those who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, who said, he himself took my infirmities, he bore my sicknesses, and by his stripes I'm healed. I just know it's mine. I just know it's mine. Just know it's yours. Just know it's yours. Just know it's for you. And that it's never God's will for you to be sick. And if you've opened the door for sickness somewhere, well then just repent. And let's let healing flow again. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, God loves us so much. Amen? And number eight, the last one we'll look at today, is you can pray for others. If you're sick, find somebody else who's sick and ask if you can pray for them. Amen? James 5:16 says, pray for one another and you will be healed. Do you see that? Pray for one another and you will be healed. Amen? That's just the principle of selflessness. Amen? Get your focus off yourself. Find somebody else who needs healing. Pray for them. And while that power of God's flowing through you into them, you'll reap the benefits of it. Amen? Hallelujah. The conditions for healing aren't that great. But the benefits always are. Amen? It's not hard to get healed. Amen? The first thing you need to establish in your thinking is it's always God's will. You need to know, folks who aren't confident that it's always God's will to heal, if they're constantly questioning whether it's God's will to heal them or not, they end up in trouble. They usually end up not receiving. I know when I went to school in Oklahoma and got under Brother Hagin's ministry, Brother Doug Jones, he taught a course that we had for the first year there, and it was called Christ the Healer. And he told us, when Brother Hagin selected him to teach that class, he said, Professor Jones came and told us that Brother Hagin told him this. He said, I want you to establish them. If you do anything in that class at all, get them established in the fact that it's always God's will to heal. Establish, and he did the job. Amen. You came out of that class walking 3 inches off the floor. Amen. With revelation knowledge, knowing it is always God's will to heal. Tradition will tell you otherwise. Brother Hagin told him, if you don't establish them in the fact that it's always God's will to heal, they're not going to be able to teach it. They're not going to be able to establish others in that fact. And if they can't establish others in the fact that it's always God's will to heal, people aren't going to get healed. Establish them in the fact. Whatever you do in that class, you make it clear to them. It is always, always, always God's will to heal. Now, people don't always get healed because people don't always meet the conditions. But if you'll meet the conditions, and the conditions aren't that great, they're not that difficult to achieve, you'll always be healed. The conditions aren't great, the benefits are. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, right there in Matthew chapter 4, we're limited for time this morning because the Holy Spirit interrupted me. Did you hear that? Maurice over there shaking his head. No, the Holy Spirit never interrupts anybody. Amen? If it's the Holy Spirit, then that was His plan and His purpose all along. Amen? I'm the one who has to be careful and not interrupt Him. Amen? Everything that was said here today was spoken by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Unless it was bad, that was me. If it was good, it was God. If it's bad, it was me. Amen? God's laying some groundwork in this place. Amen? You need to not just let anybody lay hands on you. Amen? And He's making it clear to me, you're not just, I don't mean you, you folks don't do this. Nobody's going to come walking in here and just start prophesying, blurting all over the place. Amen? Here in Matthew chapter 4, if you would please, we're talking about divine healing by the laying on of hands. Amen? Healing through the point of contact. We're going to look at some scriptures here today. If you have sickness in your body, something you've been believing God for, we're going to lay hands on you here today and the power of God's going to be released if only you will believe. Say, I believe.
I believe.
I believe in the point of contact. Okay, Matthew chapter 4, 23, and Jesus went into all of Galilee teaching, if you'd circle that word, in the synagogues, preaching, circle that word, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing, if you'd circle that word, all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. You see what Jesus did right there? He went about teaching, preaching, and healing. Did you catch that? That's the threefold ministry of Jesus. Amen? He preached, he taught, and he healed. Why? Didn't he just go around healing? He is God. He could have. Because he was establishing people in faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. So before Jesus prayed for the sick, he established them in the fact that it's always God's will to heal. Always. As long as you'll meet the conditions, you can be healed. He went about preaching, teaching, and healing all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. His fame went throughout all of Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases. That would be the bends and, you know, divers diseases that only divers... Okay, forget, that's just some bad humor right there. I suppose you'd have to be a diver to get that joke. With divers diseases, very varied diseases, different diseases, and torments, and those which were possessed with demons, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. But not after he preached, not until he preached, and not until he taught. Amen? Got them established in the word of faith. Amen? Jesus is the original word of faith minister. Not Kenneth Hagin. Amen? Not Kenneth Copeland. Not Charles Capps. Amen? Those men didn't come up with this. Jesus came up with this. This was established in the mind of God, the word of faith message, long before Jesus ever came to the earth. Amen? These principles have been occurring in heaven. Amen? And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and Jordan. Amen? Let me just say a word about lunatics here. Back there it said he healed those which were lunatic. You know, I may have said this to you before, but I'm going to go ahead and just take a quick moment and say it to you again. The devil, still this very day, when he's tormenting people, he'll rise up, he'll stir up during times of the full moon. You say you've heard it said, people go, you know, people, that's why they call it lunatics, luna, referring to the moon. People, you know, it's a full moon tonight, the crazies are going to be out. That's just the devil who's already in those people. I mean, you can get yourself opened up to that, believe in that lie, number one. If you believe that the full moon can make you crazy, well, you're opening yourself up to demon powers. Amen? The devil, when he's in people, he'll stir up during times of the full moon, cause people to go crazy and do crazy things so that you'll get your focus on the moon and off of him. So you'll think it's the moon. And you won't go after him and people and cast him out of people. Amen? Amen? The moon doesn't make anybody crazy. They say, oh, it's because your body's 70% water and, you know, the moon causes the tides to go high and low. It does the same crazy thing in your body because you must not... I'm not saying that the moon doesn't affect your body physically like that. That would be untrue to say. That wouldn't be right to say that that's not true. Amen. It fixes the tides. Amen. It can push and pull on the water in your system. But I'm talking about the devil stirring up during times of a full moon and causing people to do berserk things so that they'll get their focus off of him so they won't snuff him out and smoke him out and think it's the moon doing it. It's the devil. It's the devil. When Jesus healed these lunatics, he didn't point at the moon and tell the moon, you stop influencing these people. He told the devil, come out. He wasn't fooled by that. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So anyway, Jesus had a threefold ministry. He taught, he preached, and he healed the sick. Amen? If that's how Jesus conducted his ministry, that's how we should all conduct our ministries. Not just me as the pastor. Amen? But you, as a believer, you should be conducting your ministry the same way that Jesus conducted his ministry. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? He preached, he taught, and then he healed. People call you on the telephone, need healing in your body, you should never pray immediately. Listen on the inside, ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, Proverbs 4:7. Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. How do I deal with this individual, Holy Spirit? Give me a verse of Scripture or more that I can minister to this person to bring that faith level up before I pray for them. Some people are too hasty to pray. Somebody calls you on the telephone and they're sick, and people just pray right away. And sometimes, more often than not, nothing really happens because you didn't direct them to the Word. Amen? The healing power is in the Word. Faith comes by hearing. You've got to take them to some healing verses of Scripture. Just read them. Amen? God have mercy on you. Some of you have found out you call me with sickness. You just want to call for 5 to 10 minutes to, you know, have me minister to you on the phone about 1 hour and 20 minutes later. I'm letting you go. Because I let both barrels go and practically give everything I got on divine healing. Amen? But that's because I know that's how Jesus conducted his ministry. So that's how I must conduct my ministry. And that's how you must conduct yours. He preached, he taught, then he healed. Amen? Amen? You understand what I'm saying, don't you? And it's not just up to me. Jesus said in John 14:12, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, not just ministers, he that believeth on me, the works, that word is miracles, the works, the miracles that I do, you will do also, only greater works you will do because I go to be with the Father. Jesus said, all believers, not just ministers, should conduct their ministry the same way he conducted his. Preach, teach, and then pray for healing. Don't just automatically pray for healing. Amen? Amen? Well, I don't have time to listen to scriptures today, Pastor. I'm in a hurry. I just want you to pray for me. And I'll say, well, I'll just let you go then. I'll let you go on and go. If you don't have a couple of minutes for the Word of God, well, then we're just not going to bother praying because nothing's really going to happen anyway. I mean, if you're in a crisis, I'm not going to be nasty and mean about it. Amen? Amen? Amen. But anytime I can, I'm going to direct you to the Word first. Amen? A lot of times people call you, they just want to ride on your faith. They want your faith to work. They don't want to take the responsibility for developing their own faith. They just want to call you. You just pray for me and just get me healed. I got to go. Come on. Days of our lives, I got like 3 minutes before it's on. Hallelujah. I say, well, then, you know, praise the Lord. I'm not going to say go watch it, but I'll let you go. I encourage you, don't watch that program. Amen. You don't understand what I'm saying. Amen. Listen, teaching and preaching is more important than healing. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Teaching and preaching is more important than healing. Teaching and preaching is more important than healing. Some people don't like this statement. Some people have gotten all riled up about this statement that teaching and preaching is more important than healing. But it is. Paul said so. The Apostle Paul said so. Right there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Are you there? Good. Are you there in verse 28? 1 Corinthians 12:28. I'm going so far as to say that teaching and preaching are more important than healing and miracles. Paul said right there in verse 28, God hath set in the church first. Please say first. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles. And look, then after that is implied. Gifts of healings, followed by helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Listen, Paul's listed these gifts and these offices in order of importance. And he put apostles, prophets, and teachers before miracles and healings. Why? And I know you're not going to read that chapter while I'm up here talking to you. Amen? I know it's good and it's tempting. Hallelujah. Why? Why did he put apostles and prophets and teachers above healings? Maurice just already answered, and Barbara's answering it. Amen? Because teaching and preaching results in healing and miracles, not the other way around. Amen? You know that every apostle and every prophet of God should be first and foremost a teacher of the gospel? We got a lot of apostles that blow through town, prophets who blow through town. They want to, yabba-dabba-do, lay their hands on you, give you a word of prophecy, blow in, blow up, take an offering and blow out. But they never teach you the word of God. You know, a prophet of God is first and foremost a teacher of the word of God. Amen? You can't develop your prophet's office. You can't develop your apostle's office. All you can do is develop your teaching office. We have to develop our teaching gifts, and God will develop the office of the prophet and the apostle. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he said, I'm first a preacher, second I'm an apostle. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 1, he said, I'm first a preacher, second I'm an apostle. He said it twice in the Bible. In the mouths of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. He said, I'm first a teacher, followed by my apostle and prophet ministry. Amen. All apostles, all prophets should be first and foremost teachers of the word of God. What are you going to do if you are a prophet or you are an apostle and you have those gifts that follow your office and manifestation from time to time? What are you going to do when you stand up before a congregation of people and your gifts don't go into operation? What are you going to do? Stand up there and pick your nose? I don't mean to be vulgar. What are you going to do? You're going to have to teach. We have to be ready to always go back to teaching the Word of God in case the gifts that confirm our offices don't come into manifestation. Amen? If you don't develop your teaching gift as an apostle and as a prophet, you're going to feel compelled to operate in the gifts that confirm your office when the Holy Spirit's not moving, and you're going to start stepping out in the flesh and yielding to the devil and giving people words from God by the laying on of hands and every other goofy thing when God's not moving, but you're feeling the pressure to do it because you're up there, your gifts aren't moving, you don't know what else to do, you're not equipped to teach. And then you get yourself and everybody else in a whole lot of trouble. Signs and wonders follow the preaching and teaching of God's word. Paul said right here, by the agency of the Holy Spirit, God put in the body first apostles. Secondarily, he said, he put prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. And then after that, healings. Why? Because proper teaching and preaching always result in the supernatural, not the other way around. Did you get anything out of what I just said? Every apostle, every prophet should be first and foremost a teacher of God's word. If you go into a service and someone's being promoted as a prophet and he stands there, he's not preaching the word of God. He's just preaching a bunch of junk. He's not giving you two or three confirming witnesses for everything that he's saying. He's not taking the word literally, unless it's very obviously figurative, and when it's figurative, looking for the literal meaning, he's just giving you a bunch of spiritual gobbledygook that's not making sense, and then he's laying hands on people and prophesying, run! And get away from him. Amen? An apostle and a prophet. I'm just trying to get this over by the Spirit of God. I had no intention of saying this to you this morning. You come look at my notes after. It's not in there. Amen? Apostles and prophets, right here, Paul said, in 1 Corinthians 12, in 1 Timothy 2, in 2 Timothy 1, apostles and prophets are first and foremost teachers and preachers of God's word. Teaching and preaching is more important than miracles and healings, because proper teaching and preaching will result in miracles and healings. Amen? So teaching and preaching is more important than miracles. Amen? Hallelujah. Got to bring you to the place of faith where you can release your faith. See, because it's your faith that's going to get the job done, not mine and not Jesus' faith. Remember that woman with the issue of blood for 12 years? She touched Jesus, she was instantly healed, and Jesus said to her, daughter, thy faith. Right. Jesus didn't even know she was sneaking up behind him. He wasn't exercising any faith. His faith wasn't in operation for that. He said it was your faith that did that. And it's your faith that's going to connect with the power of God and bring miracle healing into your body and even into your loved one's body as you develop your faith for yourself and for them. That's how it works. Amen? That's how this works. I can lay my hands on your head until it goes flat and bald. And you're not going to receive anything if you don't know how to use your faith, or if you don't understand the importance of using your faith to connect with. When I pray for you, I keep using Barbara as an example because I just love to touch her. Woo! Hallelujah, I do. If you're releasing faith in my laying hands on you, you're not going to get it. I lay my hands on you. You can use my laying on of hands as a point of contact for you to release your faith in the Word of God and back to God in the throne room, and His power will flow back down through me and into you. I'm completing the circuit. I'm helping you to complete the circuit as you unleash faith in His Word, not the laying on of my hands. See, our faith shouldn't be in the laying on of hands. It should be in the Word of God. The laying on of hands is a point of contact to release our faith in the Word of God, and the power of God will flow to us. Does that make sense? Are you sure? You're getting that. Amen? Well, hallelujah. That's what I want to encourage you to do today before we leave. We're going to pray for the sick in the service. Amen? And when you do, if you place a demand on the power of God, amen, using your faith, we'll use the laying on of hands as a point of contact. A lot of people get in trouble because they release their faith in the laying on of hands. They don't release their faith in the Word of God through the laying on of hands. Are you getting that? The laying on of hands is a point of contact only. Don't put your faith in the laying on of hands. Put your faith in the Word of God. And when your faith is in the Word of God, I'll put my hands on you. If you pull on it, it'll flow through me and into you. Amen? We'll complete the circuit together. Amen? Your faith will become a conductor of God's power. Go to Matthew chapter 14. We're talking about making personal, physical contact, amen, with the power of God. We're talking about the unfailing law of personal faith. Did you hear that? We're talking about the unfailing law of personal faith. Don't have faith in my faith. Have faith in God's Word, amen. Don't have faith in somebody else's faith. Don't have faith in your faith. Have faith in God's Word. Know that it's God's will to heal. And the laying on of hands, the unfailing law of personal faith being released will work for you if you will believe. Did you go to Matthew chapter 14? Yeah. Hallelujah. Now there's many ways to be healed. We gave them to you earlier here. But we're talking about making personal physical contact. Matthew 14:34. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, Jesus, they knew who he was, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. Amen? Hallelujah. They were expecting something to happen. They went out and got the sick. They weren't going out to get the sick to be disappointed. They besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. That's that word tassel again that we talked about in the last lesson. Amen. And if you missed it, you go back and you get the other message that came before this one. And you'll see what we were talking about. We don't have time to go there. But it says they wanted to touch the tassel of his garment. That's just the point of contact they were using. They could have grabbed his clothes anywhere if they had faith in it, but they were going for the tassel. I guess Jesus' ministry went through a tassel thing. But people were releasing faith when they touched him. The anointing was in there. And I guess they thought it was in the tassel, but it was in his clothes anywhere that they made contact. If they believed any kind of contact with him would have healed them, they wouldn't have to touch the tassel. But, you know, the tassel word was spreading. So they're all diving for the tassel. Amen? It's okay. The power flowed, touched the tassel of his garment. As many as touched him were made perfectly whole. That word whole is used only 8 times in the New Testament, and it always and only means physical healing. Every time you see that word for whole in the Greek that's used right there, it always and only means physical healing. Amen? Hallelujah. Only those people who touched Jesus expecting something to happen were healed. Amen? Did you see that? Go back to Mark chapter 5, the woman with the issue of blood. We're talking about making personal, physical contact with Jesus. Amen? Amen? Now, Jesus isn't here in the flesh, but we can make contact with him through the laying on of hands and release faith in his word. We know it's always God's will to heal. We've proved that to you time and time again in the Bible. Amen? Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5. We're moving through some things a little quickly here today, but faith comes by hearing. We'll just go through these scriptures together. We're going to pray over some healing cloths today. You're going to take them home, and you're going to get some good reports from loved ones, family members, even yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. Women, if you have tumors that you're dealing with, Devil telling you you have to live with those things. You don't. You can take these healing cloths and you can pin them on the inside of your clothes and you can carry that anointing around with you and you can expect the healing anointing, the healing virtue, the dunamis power of the Lord Jesus Christ to eradicate anything from your body that's in there illegally. Amen? We're talking about making personal, physical contact by the laying on of hands and releasing faith in God's Word for supernatural healing. Now, here's a woman with a planned strategy that we've read in the past 3 weeks. We've gone back to her continually. Amen? Matter of fact, last time we were together, if I'm not mistaken, we read every account of her in the Gospels, didn't we? She had a planned strategy. If you'd look at me, please, let me ask you a question. Do you have a planned strategy for being healed? Do you have a planned strategy? This woman had a plan. This woman had a strategy. That's easy for me to say. Strategy. This woman had, she had a strategy. Amen? She had a plan. She heard, like you're hearing today, she heard of Jesus. She believed. If she touched him, she'd be healed. And she said so. And she did it. And she was.
Amen. Amen.
Strategy. Do you have a plan? She had a plan to be healed. What's your plan if you have sickness in your body? Do you plan on being healed? Do you plan on releasing faith in the Word of God through the laws of contact and transmission when I lay my hands on you today?
Amen.
Strategy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a little pulpit humor. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, she had suffered many things of many physicians. Amen. Oh Lord, 12 years of repeated effort by the doctors and she got the big fat zero. Scata. Nothing. Amen. She spent all she had, was nothing bettered, but rather she grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, like you're hearing of him today, she came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, that's that word tassel, I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, that's dunamis power, that actually means mighty, violent outworkings. When Jesus realized in himself that mighty, violent outworkings had occurred in him, his power was being tapped into and drawn out of him, he turned himself about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? He didn't say, who touched me? He said, who touched my clothes? Amen. And his disciples said unto him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? Ah, he just ignored them. They still weren't getting it. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, told them all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, my faith hath made thee whole. Is that what he said? He said, thy faith has made thee whole. It was a combination of her faith and his power. She used her faith as a conduit, touched his clothing, and the power flowed back into her body. Amen? Hallelujah. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be made whole of the plague. Amen? Listen, nobody else. Here again, another example. He's in a multitude of people. They're thronging him so badly, you could probably hardly breathe. They're all touching him out of curiosity. But curiosity is not a conductor of God's power. Only faith is. Amen? Curiosity will do a whole lot to kill a cat, but it won't do a whole lot towards getting a human being healed. Amen? Faith conducts God's power, not curiosity. Amen? Faith draws on the power. You've got to make contact by faith. Go to Luke chapter 6 real quick if you would. Amen? A couple more verses of Scripture. We're going to pray over these healing cloths. We're going to release the anointing of God. You're going to carry the anointing out of here today in your bodies and in your pockets. Amen? If you believe. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I believe.
I'm a believer.
Therefore, I believe.
That's what I do.
Fish swim.
Birds fly.
Believers believe. Let's say that again. Fish swim. Birds fly. Believers believe. I ain't no fish.
I ain't no bird.
I be a believer. Hallelujah. Now that's bad grammar, but it's good preaching. Amen? Hallelujah. Then Luke chapter 6 and verse 17, he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of Judea and Jerusalem from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear and be healed. Hear and be... Are you hearing the Word of God today? The healing Word of God today? It's supernatural. How does it work? I don't know. Neither do you. So there. They came to be healed and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed, that word is mobbed. They that were mobbed with unclean spirits. You can have dozens, hundreds, even thousands of spirits in a human body. The Gadarene demoniac had over 2,000 evil spirits on the inside of him, and Jesus cast them out. They jumped into those swine. Remember, they ran down the hill and drowned themselves. Even a pig has enough sense to know life ain't worth it when you're full of the devil. Amen? 2,000. Now, I'm not saying if you're full of the devil, take your life. You don't want to do that. You want to commit life. Amen? If you're listening to us by radio, by television, by internet, by shortwave radio, I command those spirits to come out of you in Jesus' name. You spirit of suicide, you come out of this woman in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every evil, unclean spirit, loose all within the sound of my voice. I speak to you by the anointing of God in Jesus' strong name. Amen. They that were mobbed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude, look, sought to touch him. The law of contact and transmission. The unfailing law of personal faith. The whole multitude was trying to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. It's supernatural he lived through this. That he wasn't crushed to death in that crowd. Everyone, can you imagine thousands of people reaching out trying to get a piece of your action, trying to grab onto your clothing? Thousands of people, you would get crushed. How did he do that? I don't know. Neither do you. So there. Amen? Something supernatural is going on, but everybody's trying to touch him because power was flowing out of him and flowing out of his clothing. Amen? And everybody who touched him with faith, expecting that power to flow, was supernaturally healed. Amen? Amen? They were completing the circuit, is what they were doing. They were completing the circuit, is what they were doing. There's got to be deliberate contact in order to transmit the power. It's like electricity, as I said. You need to throw the switch in the wall before the lights are going to come on. And you need to throw the faith switch before God's power is going to come upon you. Amen? And we can do that through the laws of contact and transmission, the law of personal faith, by the laying on of hands. As long as when we pray, you're releasing faith in God's Word and not in the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands is simply a point of contact. Acts chapter 19, real quick, if you would. Last verse of Scripture we'll look at this morning. I want you to also know, as you're going to Acts chapter 19, that the Holy Spirit has put it on my heart to speak a quick word to those concerning reading your horoscopes in the newspaper. You don't qualify for divine healing if you're reading your horoscopes in the newspaper. Amen? Could be somebody here. Could be somebody by radio or by internet. You don't qualify. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26, I believe, through 28, you'll have to check my references. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, horoscope astrologers are forbidden. Moses said, when you turn to face an astrologer, you turn your back on God. Any power that is not of God is of the devil. There's only three universal powers. There's the power of God, which is good, the power of Satan, which is evil, and the power of man, which is neutral. You can only yield to one of the two powers. There's no gray area. Amen. If you're reading your horoscope and you've been believing God for healing and you haven't been receiving it, now you have the answer. Amen. We are to not seek after people who are stargazers or time, whatever you call them. Amen. We don't have time to go. And people who observe the times, we don't have time to go look at those verses. But you'll find them in Leviticus chapter 19 and Deuteronomy chapter 18. God forbids that. Amen. If you've been having problem receiving anywhere in any realm of your existence and you've been looking at your horoscope in the newspaper, you're going to want to repent of that. Amen. That blocks the spot where the power comes out. That's the power of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to encourage you. We're going to pray here. I know we've gone a little bit long, but we're okay, amen, because God's trying to help us, amen? I'm going to lay my hands on you, and if you believe that the power of God flows into you, you will receive, amen? Don't base it on whether you fall or not. I know I asked you to Acts chapter 19, but You know how I am about you reading ahead of me. We'll get over there when we can. I'm going to just say a word here. When it's time to pray, don't lock your knees. Don't stiffen your back. Don't try to fall. Don't try not to fall. Just tap into the power. I can feel people resist a lot of times when I'm praying for them. They're trying not to fall. We don't want you to try not to fall. We don't want you to try to fall. Neither one would be right. Amen. But we want you to not resist. Just let God touch you the way He sees fit. You can be delivered this very day of things that have been plaguing you for years. Right here in this room. Right here in this service. Right here amongst this group of people can happen right here. Right now, today, if you'll just release expectation, amen, and just let God minister to you the way that He sees fit, amen. Don't brace yourself, don't lock your knees, that's resistance. Relax when we pray. Trust God, there will be an impartation, and you can be set free, amen. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 11. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Here again, we're talking about the anointing going into cloth, amen. Into Jesus' garments, into His tassel, His pall, so that from His body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. And the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out. Paul apparently prayed over these cloths, such as I'm holding in my hand here right now, and as I release the anointing of God into them. The anointing of God went into the cloths. People took the cloths, the handkerchiefs, the aprons, whatever they may have been, to people who were sick, and when the cloth came in contact, that's the anointing of God going right in there, right out of my left hand. It usually comes out of my right hand. It's pouring into these right now. It's going into these cloths right now. If it wasn't true, I'd be lying to you, and I'd get knocked out of commission. God can't honor lying. It's going into these cloths right now in my left hand. Do you believe that? It's usually my right hand. The Lord usually stops me and corrects me and says, when I use my left hand, He reminds me, use your right hand. I don't know why, but it's coming out of my left hand, and as I stand here talking to you, the more I talk to you about it, the more it's going in there. And that's another thing about the anointing. The more you talk about it, the more you experience it. Is that not true? We'll start talking about the anointing at home. It'll come all over me just because we were talking about it. Is that not true? We just talk about the anointing, and it comes on us or me, more frequently me. Because that's my job, and I'm telling you, it's coming out of my hand into these cloths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That take them from Paul's body to the sick and to the demon oppressed, and the sick would be healed, and the demon oppressed would be supernaturally set free. Well, we're going to pray over these, amen? We don't even have to pray over these. I'm telling you, the job just got done. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is coming out of my left hand into these healing cloths. I want to encourage you folks to take one home today. Amen. Now, hallelujah. We're going to pray. And through the laws of contact and transmission, the law of personal faith, you may have been believing for something you already believe. By His stripes you are healed. Come take advantage of the anointing. Amen. Come take advantage of the anointing. I'm going to lay my hands on you. And if you want a healing cloth, oh God, thank You for Your goodness. Hallelujah. 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 Take this bottom one. This was on the bottom of the pile. And give that to Mark. Hallelujah. 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 There's the very next one. It went right up through into the pile. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Came right into the pile. Hallelujah. You put that in Thomas's pillow. Hallelujah. You can carry one on your body where you have need of healing. Amen. You can carry one on the inside of your pocket. You just keep. Hallelujah. I know. Praise the Lord. The anointing of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One for Maurice. One for whatever you think you should do with that. Hallelujah. Oh, please. Please. Amen. I think there's two or three of them there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, there it is, right there again, right again, right on again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just take that and believe God. Just believe God. Expect. Don't release your faith in the healing cloth. Use the healing cloth as a point of contact to release your faith in God's Word. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Father, we thank You. Make sure Mark gets that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have need of healing for any type of affliction in your body, come now, make physical, personal contact by the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the glory. Hallelujah. 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 How are we praying for you, Barbara?
Well, I'm in the recovery stage of getting rid of these.
That's what I thought. Hallelujah. Father, I lay my hands on Barbara and I just release these. Well, you know what? She's going to pull on it. I don't have to release it. She's completing the circuit, Father. By the laying on of hands, she's releasing right out of my left end into the side of your head. Hallelujah. Father, she's there it is, going right between my hands now. It's going right between my hands. See, sometimes you feel it. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it feels like heat. Sometimes it feels like electricity. It's not imagined. You know when something's just body heat. That's not what this is. Hot flashes, be gone. Goodbye, hot flashes. Hello, healing. In Jesus' strong name. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Goodbye, hot flashes. Hello, supernatural deliverance. In Jesus' strong name. Bobby, you just stay right there if you wouldn't worship God. Hallelujah. Just relax and just let God do what God's going to do.
Hallelujah.
You know what you're believing for. Hallelujah. You tap it. It's according to your faith. You're completing the circuit. By the laying on of hands as a point of contact, we're releasing faith in your word, Father, for supernatural healing in Barbara's body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just receive this impartation. Just receive it. You just receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Don't wonder who's behind you, who's not behind you. You just receive this impartation. You just receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Hallelujah. Heseki pero sete ki pero gisha te ke fre. Came better gisho to ku para dosha take. Stay right there, Barbara. Jane, how am I praying for you?
I have diarrhea.
Hallelujah. That has to stop.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We command it to stop in Jesus' name. Every disruption of the bowels, every internal disruption, every vital organ, in the name of Jesus, I command you to function with the perfection with which you were created. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command this body to begin to function with normalcy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bind every ruler of the darkness of this present evil world, every demonic principality and power, and this will cease to be a problem now, as of this day. And Father, you give her wisdom if she needs to make some changes. Well, the anointing is going into people today, and it's because you're pulling on it. It's you doing it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Give her wisdom. Give her wisdom. 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 Sege peto sako pato seke peregisha tege. Aso meno senge berede shoku paradeshte. Goodbye, hot flashes. Goodbye, hot flashes. Goodbye. And hello, healing. Let me hear you say it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello, healing. Hallelujah. 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 Oral Roberts said one time, he said when he's out in his tent, if he could just get people to make contact with their faith, that's when the miracles occurred. The miracles that built his ministry. And when he said it hardly had anything to do with me at all, what happened in my ministry, it was bringing people to the place where they would use their own faith. And you're using yours today, aren't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The law of personal faith, I call it. The law of personal faith. So be healed. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Helen, would you come and let me just lay my hands on you just so the anointing will come into you for whatever purpose? I have nothing in mind other than I know I'm to put my hands on you. Sometimes, you know, you just pray for somebody in tongues and it doesn't necessarily have to be interpreted. I just release the anointing, Father, as she takes advantage and draws on your power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 This is what comes into my heart. Father, she's about to sleep a deep, deep sleep. No, no, no. You're not going to die. A deep, deep sleep. She's about to go into a deep, deep sleep, Father, where you're going to work something in her during that time, and she's going to awaken refreshed physically and refreshed spiritually, Father. There'll be a deep, deep sleep followed by a deep, deep refreshing, Father. Refreshing, 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 Father. Eat that sleep that came upon Adam when you removed his rib. That sleep that came upon Abraham when you covenanted with him. This is just what's coming into my heart. And you don't have to be afraid, because it's God, not the devil. The devil has no place in you. I'm just impressed, Father. She's about to go into a deep sleep that's going to result in deep physical and spiritual refreshing, Lord. You may even be speaking to her while she's in there, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we just believe for it. If you believe that's God, Helen, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Maurice, we're going to pray for you. My left hand is just the anointings coming out of my left hand today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can do anything He wants, can He? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be praying for anything in particular, Maurice?
For our physical conditions and body, I guess.
Father, we release. Let me correct myself. He's pulling on it. I'm not just releasing it, Lord. I'm in the habit of saying that. Lord, this is a day where people are utilizing the personal law of faith. He's pulling on your power, Father, with his own faith, that every physical affliction would be remedied, Father. Every malady, Father, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Now there it went, right between my hands. And that's about the third time that's happened with you. There was a spark of electricity went from this hand into the tip of these fingers right here. And Father, that's what he needed. It will accomplish the very thing for which he came up here. As long as he believes, God. As long as he believes. There was a spark. It went through. It went through from the palm of this hand to the tips of these fingers. Hallelujah. There it is. There it is. There it is. Let's just worship God. Let's just tell Him we love Him. We thank You, Father. Barbara, come over here. We thank You, Father. Just worship God. Worship God. You just pull on it again. Pull on more. Hallelujah. Expect it to flow into you. Expect it to flow into you. Hallelujah. 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 We release faith in Your Word, God. By the laying on of hands, the law of personal faith, the law of contact and transmission, whatever we want to call it, if we'll make application of it, the power always flows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sege, perto, sako, perigiste. Maurice, I believe you're supposed to... do you lay hands on Barbara every night? May I ask you that? I believe you're supposed to begin to lay hands on her every night and speak over her, goodbye hot flashes, hello healing, in Jesus' strong name, however you want to say that. If you put your hands on her nightly and just tell it, it has no place. In Jesus' name, amen?
Amen?
Just solidify that agreement every night before you go to bed. Amen. As the head of your household, in Jesus' name, you tell the devil, You're not coming in through this gate.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's return to our seats. We'll worship God. And then, Jane, if you'd close with prayer when we're through, we will be dismissed. Amen. Praise be to God. Number 9, Barbara. Praise God. Hallelujah. How there's such an anointing here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to tap into Jesus' power with your faith. Just continue to receive it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to one. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I so give him that to me that a day should take. Hallelujah.